And I am frustrated, so this is going to be a great episode.
Welcome to, I'm going to get it right this time, I promise, Nobody's Asking. We changed our name, damn it.
We did.
So if you're used to, I could turn myself up. I think I should do that. That's probably a good idea for me to do. Then I can like feel myself, you know?
Oh yeah, you have to feel the bass in your voice.
Absolutely. So we changed our name again, like we kept threatening that we would do. It's just we did it way sooner than we thought we would.
but yes, welcome to Nobody's Asking.
Yes,
official episode one.
Absolutely, yes, official episode one. So, if you're the first time here, welcome to the show. I mean, this is the first episode, so of course it's the first time here. But there's also these weird like point one through nine episodes that you can actually go listen to just kind of get a feel for what's gonna end up taking place, what is now gonna be known as Nobody's Asking. The reason that we call it Nobody's Asking is because everybody has opinions, nobody wants to hear them, and I'm gonna give them to you anyway.
Yeah,
pretty much. Because, you know, I'm not gonna tell you how to live your life. However, I do think you should live your life like this. as the blanket statement for like basically everybody.
So basically nothing about the show is going to change?
No, nothing about the show is going to change. We still do the terrestrial show, so we still do like the music and stuff. We are also now going to like actually be podcasting this the show. Obviously we can't do the music as part of the show, which was, you know, my big grand plan, but because, you know, copyrights are a thing, I don't hold copyrights to, you know, the entire music library.
But the unedited ramblings,
yes,
that we do on air, you'll get to hear our full hour-long conversations in between songs that we do.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, not really in between songs, because like...
Well, I mean, we don't go for an hour.
We don't really go for an hour either.
We have maybe an hour worth of talking.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully.
And then we have to trim it down to 20 minutes.
Yeah, hopefully it rounds out to about an hour. But yeah, so we do a radio show on Community Radio, WELT 95.7 FM. You heard it in the little intro break there if you're listening to the radio show. If you're not listening to the radio show, I'd probably cut this out, although with, you know, my favorite podcast, I actually probably left that part in. We'll see. We'll discover. But yeah, and then if you ever miss, like, you know, the live airing of the show, it's edited. You're not gonna hear me say fuck, which is a weird thing to just roll off the tongue into this microphone. I've never actually done that. Unless it's on accident.
Right.
But yeah, you'll get to hear all of that. Obviously, this part will actually be cut. But if you're listening to the podcast, it didn't get cut. So now, welcome to the shit show. Yeah, so Pierre's is back, like officially. Like as of yesterday, Pierre's had their very first performance ever on the new stage. And DMX is coming to Fort Wayne. I actually really want to go see that. Like DMX is fucking phenomenal. they did on Saturday, so the day that we actually record this, they're doing a comedy show tonight. So that's actually the first opening, essentially. But the first concert that's happening was yesterday. It's a couple local covers bands. Like, it wasn't anything, you know, super huge. It's like a soft opening of sorts. But, you know, still... it happened. Pierce has opened their doors.
Indeed.
I am so excited.
Also, while we're here, I want to wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day.
I hope
Day.
Your hangovers aren't horrible.
I mean, you know, nothing's really open just yet, so, you know. Happy anniversary as of last week. Happy anniversary to the last week of normalcy that we had, because
also,
a year ago, last week.
Yeah, also, as of last week, happy anniversary to COVID.
Yeah, well, no, COVID was here, like, COVID, I think, got here in, like, late January.
When I say COVID, I mean the lockdown.
Yeah, shutdown happened last year. That was a trip. I just watched a Loudwire interview with Sean Morgan of Seether. Sean Morgan almost committed suicide last year.
Oh wow.
Yeah. He seemed a little skittish, which I think is just part of his personality, but he was like, yeah, I almost became a statistic. I'm like, fuck. Like, whoa. That's like I watched that, I think, either last night or this morning, in context to obviously when we, you know, recorded the show. But yeah, I was like, whoa, that's kind of weird to think about. Like it's weird to think about. And then also just, you know, thinking about the past 365 days and just how the world completely changed.
Yeah.
Like the world, not just the United States, which
we definitely had a paradigm shift.
Yeah. Like
we were due for a paradigm shift.
But yeah, so that was a thing that I kind of woke up and, you know, was just kind of like laying in bed and I was like, oh, whoa.
You know what's really scary? We are overdue for a mass extinction event.
I mean, I agree. I think there should be far less people in the world. And I can list the people. I can give you a list. But anyway, so yeah. But again, nobody's asking. We're going to talk about... So we've been doing this thing. Turn It Up Again is essentially kind of like our reemergence as a radio show. Because we used to do the radio show. Like, I've been doing this radio show for 5 years now. Well, coming up on 5 years. Yeah, because I started summer of 2016.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, the station has been here for 5 years. Insane. It started off as Austin Wired Live, and then I brought my best friend AJ on, and then it became Turn It Up Live. And Turn It Up Live had a ring to it, and it like became like its thing. You know, we had concert reviews and
whatnot. And then it wasn't a live show anymore.
And then it stopped being a live show, but it was fine because it was still concert related. I still did, you know, concert reviews, and you know, I'd still try to schedule like the music show in lieu of how I would schedule like a set, you know? And so it was Turn It Up Live for like 3 years. And then I was told that in quick succession, I was told, hey, we should probably change the name of your show or at least drop the live part because you are not a live show. And, the FCC, I think, is kind of starting to take note of that because there was like another community radio station. They had a show that was like, oh, such and such live, but it wasn't live. And they got them for like misinformation or like, false advertising. And I was like,
the FCC wouldn't be false advertising. It's just it's a guideline.
Yeah, it might have been like on the community radio station level, but either way, it was still, you know, it was still along those lines. I was like, got it. And then the world shut down, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take a break. And then the library opened up, which is where we record the show, and I was like, I'm just not feeling it. And then we went and recorded a record, which was a lot of it. I was kind of like, you know, in my head about everything. We finished the record. Things still hadn't opened up. We still didn't have a bassist and a drummer. And so I was like, I missed the show. I want to do the show again.
And then we started doing the show again.
Yeah. And we called it Turn It Up Again because our band is called To Breathe Again. And I really wanted to find, you know, a way to tie in that naming convention because that's what we've been doing on our Discord. That's what we've, you know, and that's what I wanted to try. And like, it's what all of our electronics are named after.
Even our RoboVac.
Our RoboVac is called To Vac Again.
my laptop is To Mac Again.
Yep. Which that makes sense because that's, you know, needed for our live show. So that's right. Actually, you know, an integral part. But like, our Alexa is called To Alexa Again. Like, or no, it's To Echo Again. Because it's an Echo Dot. But we couldn't figure out how to name the show. And then as the show, like, and you'll, if you go back and listen on the pod, like we're on Anchor, so we're on like all the podcasting apps and whatnot. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, things of that nature. If you go back and listen to the previous 9 episodes of this podcast, we called it point 1 through point 9 for a reason because they, you know, weren't exactly, you know, structured as a podcast. But you'll kind of see the progression to where we are now. Not that anybody's asking, because nobody's asking.
And with that, I think we should get back to the radio bit.
Indeed. So we are going to, just to kind of, you know, front sell a little bit, we are going to talk about my issue with the term butt rock, because I want to kick every motherfucker in the ass that says butt rock and mislabels bands. Because there is absolutely, I think, you know, a category called butt rock. And everybody knows what that means.
It's your Nickelbacks, your Theory of a Dead Man, your Three Doors Down.
But the minute that Phil McGinty said Shinedown in that mix, I wanted to slit his throat.
Finn McGinty.
Whatever that fucker's name is. I don't really care.
Well, now you're just cussing to cuss because you can.
Kind of. I'm a little happy. But also, I am still mad at him. So it's warranted. But yeah, I have an issue with that, and I have an issue with a lot of things. Not that anybody's asking, yeah, we'll talk about butt bands, and then we'll talk about, we've been doing this thing where we take an article out or a post out of the AITA subreddit.
It's no longer AITA.
It's not AITA, but it's the clean version of Am I the Asshole? So, you know.
That's fair.
We'll just see where this goes, kind of. Because, I mean, you know, it's whatever, I guess. But speaking of butt bands, I'm going to play some of my favorite butt bands. Butt rock bands. There we go. We should call it, you know, butt rock bands, which is, you know, part
BRB.
Of the...
BRB.
Yeah. And then all of the bands that...
Oh, my God. We need to start having a butt rock block.
A butt block. But anyway, we have a block of butt rock bands, and kicking them off is a band that could really use their lead singer back, as far as I'm concerned. Because, like, don't get me wrong, their current singer's fine. Their current singer is not Austin Winkler, and that's a problem. And you'll understand why, because this is Hinder with their song Use Me on WELT. It was Seether with Gasoline. Welcome back to Nobody's Asking. I'm going to be really excited every single time I do that now.
As but, you should be. It's a good name.
But anyway, so again, we are now like a podcast, which is, you know, different and exciting. Not that we haven't really been a podcast, because we kind of essentially always have been. It's just now I'm actually going to like be uploading it to, you know, podcasting apps and whatnot. So which means I can probably have an ad just like right down the middle between the two hours.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you also have to remember that people have to buy advertising space.
Well, Anchor's really, really good about that. Like, Anchor essentially does all the legwork for you. You just have to opt into it. Ah. Kind of like DistroKid. Like, DistroKid, like, does all the legwork for you. You just have to opt into all of that. And then...
Hashtag not sponsored.
No, we're not, actually. We just love the service. So... I want to talk about something that has been bothering me, and, you know, we talked about it a little bit to kind of, you know, tease it. This has been bothering me for, like, what, the year or two since we saw that video?
Yeah, it's been at least a year since that video came out.
So we watched a lot of, and he's starting to kind of catch on with a lot of more, like, they're popular bands, but, like, also still kind of up-and-coming bands, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, bands that are just now starting to kind of hit their stride. And he's starting to become a little more popular among them, but there's a YouTube channel called Punk Rock MDA.
MBA.
MBA, my bad. Not the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
It's MBA, like a master's degree. A master's of badassery.
Ha, that's funny. Well, I mean, that's debatable, but that also depends
on
who you
ask. I'm not sure if that's actually what it stands for, but that's what I'm going with, because he's a hardcore guy. Like, yeah. Knocked Loose is his favorite band,
which already says something, because I do not care for Knocked Loose.
They were okay. I mean, all of their songs sounded the same,
so
which
hardcore
is...
music.
Yeah.
So we were watching a bunch of his videos, and like, dude is well worded, well researched. Like, you know, nothing against the dude personally, I just have one specific problem with him about one specific thing that he said that just soiled absolutely everything. And that can happen. Like, you know, one person can say something at, like, either at the right time or, like, about the right band, and it just ruins everything. Like, you can't just, like, immediately I'm just like, yeah, no, unsubscribe. Like, I'm not following this anymore. I don't care how much I agreed with you on every other point that you've ever made. Like, that just ruined it for me.
All right. Let me lay down some context for... the point that you're getting ready to make. First, a definition of terms. Finn McKenty from Punk Rock MBA defines butt rock as the kind of music that is played on radio stations that say they play, quote, nothing but rock.
And I get that.
Therefore, he included one Shinedown in his list of popular butt rock bands that still deserve their fame.
See, I tuned out as soon as the opening to Sound of Madness came up on his video. And like, and again, dude is well worded.
He was just giving them as an example, because he was listing a lot of bands that are definitely butt rock bands that just aren't good. Mm-hmm. But then he said, then you do have some all stars that he actually does enjoy. Shinedown being one of them.
Gotcha. Well, I must then, like, understanding that, that does kind of, like, alleviate some of the rage, like, pure fucking rage that I had against this man because of that one comment. And, you know, and it happens, you know, you misinterpret stuff, you interpret things correctly, and, you know, it's whatever. And again, like I've been saying, I'm not dogging the man. I'm not dogging people that you know, watch his videos and that, you know, I mean, some people, like, suck his dick over everything he says. And I'm just like, okay, let's chill out, okay?
Yeah, no, like, I've watched a few of his videos,
like,
where I'm just like, I respect your opinion, but your opinion is wrong.
Right. And that's exactly, like, you know, that plus rage is exactly the reaction that I had when we got to this like ending point that I had with this video.
Right. And we were talking about this a little bit during, like, have the you break.
Ever, yeah. Like, have you ever, you know, heard something and you were like, I'm done here, and you, like, physically walk out of the room? It's exactly what happened. Like, I wasn't being dramatic. I was legit, like, I was legit pissed off.
Yeah.
I was like, you did not just put Shinedown in the realm of butt rock bands. And here's why I have this issue. So when you said, because I didn't really know about the whole backstory of butt rock bands, but we all remember middle school, right? Mm-hmm. We remember when something was considered butt. You know, that lunch was butt. Your drawing is butt. Like, that's meant to say you suck. Like, that's meant to say that's terrible. And
which
so
most butt rock bands do, not gonna lie.
Okay, so we're getting closer to my point. You know, that was a negative connotation associated to, you know, something being butt. When you put butt rock, because it's not spelled B-U-T rock, as in nothing but rock, it's spelled butt, as in ya ass, okay? Like, it's the two T's, and it's butt rock, and it's a whole category. And I do believe that that exists, but I feel like people kind of misinterpret that a little bit, and maybe I'm wrong. I'm actually usually pretty wrong about things like this, but when you tell me that this is a butt rock band, I immediately think of the four bands that we just listened to. Not so much Seether, but, like, you get the point. Your Hinders, your Theories of a Dead Man's, your Buck Cherries, your Puddle of Mud's, Godsmack, like, early Godsmack kind of flirted.
I wouldn't so much say Puddle of Mud. Puddle of Mud, I would still count in post-grunge, which is, like we were talking about, you know, we're metalheads, so we love to split hairs over subgenres.
Oh, yes, that's a requirement.
Your butt rock bands have, you know, that grungy feel and that grungy tone, but their songs are more about, you know, parties and girls and the rock star lifestyle.
Yeah, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, baby.
And then you have your post-grunge bands whose lyrical content is more real.
Exactly. And that's the thing that I get hung up on is, you know, we look at butt rock as kind of a generalization, but there's really, like, there's, you know, as you were saying, there's two facets of butt rock, and I want to, like, I would love to have, like, the one facet of butt rock be called for what it is. It's radio rock. It's arena rock. It's, you know, all of these things.
Or just use its actual like, genre name. Post-grunge. How is that hard to say?
Post-grunge. Which, I mean, granted, all of those bands that, like, kind of started the whole post-grunge concept, they're all, like, mainstream rock bands. Like, they're, you know, they kind of lost out on that grunge. Seether's still a little bit.
Your Shinedown.
Shinedown cleaned it up.
Who else was there? Stained to a
Stained,
point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though I'm not a big Stained fan.
Yeah. I mean, well, even still, I mean, you know, and similar with, you know, bands like Godsmack, like they had that.
Godsmack's,
you know,
another one.
Yeah. They had that grainy kind of, you know, like growly sort of thing, and they kind of cleaned it up a little bit.
Kind of bands where people say, oh, yeah, I listen to metal, and then they put on Five Finger Death Punch. Like,
Five Finger Death Punch is just Monster Energy Rock. Okay, let's call it for what it is.
I mean, they're
don't get me wrong. I love Five Finger Death Punch.
Five Finger is lumped in with butt rock.
I mean, yes, but
and
again, I
can see it because their music it doesn't fit the sonic spectrum of what you expect butt rock to sound like.
Right.
But it's still Monster Energy fueled Kyle punching a hole in his girlfriend's bedroom wall.
I will give him credit, though. There is no other band like Five Finger Death Punch.
That is fair. They are unique.
They are still unique, because I can't think of a single band that even remotely reminds me of Five Finger Death Punch. And I think that's also part of just the guitar work, because Five Finger Death Punch has a very distinct guitar sound. And, you know, they have very distinct tones.
Distinct is one way to put it. Well, tone, you use a little liberally.
Well, let's be real, though. Like, you hear that guitar sound that
the solo for The Bleeding kicks in.
The solo for The Bleeding, but, you know, that dan, like, that's a very Five Finger Death Punch thing to do. Nobody else really does that unless they're, like, on, you know, guitars with more than six strings, you know? And even then, like, it just
Five
sounds
Finger
lower.
Five Finger plays with more than six strings.
Okay, maybe they play with seven, but you know what I mean. Like, outside of, like, djent, like, you don't hear a lot of that. That's actually a thing I never really thought of either. There's no other band.
At the same time, though, like, I wouldn't call Five Finger Death Punch's tone. Because, let's be honest, it's garbage.
Yes, but they made it. They made it work.
It's like, okay, like, I'm going to make a controversial statement.
Oh boy, episode one, baby.
Let me preface this by saying that Dimebag Darrell is the reason I picked up a guitar.
Oh boy, I know where you're going.
His tone was shit. And Five Finger Death Punch basically copied his tone. Added just a little bit of mids and a second guitar.
I was gonna say more mids on that, yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah, pretty much.
But because Dimebag's tone was scooped all to hell.
Yeah,
that's solid state.
That's entirely fair. But you hear bands that still replicate that sound,
and it makes me want to claw my eyes out. Like, please dial in a good tone.
Right.
You don't even have to have a tube amp. Just make a good tone.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I get that, but yeah, so like, I vote, you know, and again, I'm not telling you how to live your life. I just think we should live our lives like this. I vote because we all know how well voting works. WELT is not responsible for any of my opinions, nor are they liable. These are all my own opinions.
Yes.
I said that disclaimer entirely wrong, but you know what I mean. These are not reflective of the views of WELT. These are reflective of the views of Austin James Wired, the lead singer for the band To Breathe Again. Fun fact, my views also don't reflect To Breathe Again. Which is funny because I'm the songwriter. So the lyricist mostly. I vote that we cut it where it needs to be cut.
Cut the butt.
We cut the butt. Yeah. Right down the crack. We have your bands like Shinedown, Godsmack, Seether, bands that have gone on to, you know, do like notable and, you know, like, I want to say iconic, but it's not the word that I'm looking for.
Like, that is a substantial. Word that you, substantial's good. They, iconic they is gone, a word you overuse.
I do overuse iconic, but no, I don't. Bands that have gone on to do substantial things within the rock and roll community. I vote we just cut it right down the crack, right down the middle. Move them over here and just call them what they are, which is, you know, radio rock. Because that's a lot of what...
Or just mainstream rock.
Yeah, radio rock, is, you know, interchangeable, yeah. But because that's what we use when people refer to butt rock. And then we have your bands like Hinder and Seether, or not Seether. We just talked about Seether. Hinder, Buckcherry, you know, bands of that nature that write
Nickelback.
The sex songs, the strippers. Nickelback is one of them. The sex songs, the stripper songs, the.
So
you know,
you have all,
drug,
of, you know. All of your Nickelback clones and Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Five Finger Death Punch, like, I mean, A. Like, not that I don't know them personally. I can't say this with any sort of, like, you know, actuality. They're actually amazing people from what I understand. But Five Finger Death Punch are, like, conceited enough. They need their own ledge.
Did you just say Five Finger Death Punch are amazing people?
I said they're, like, great people. Like, I've heard nothing but good things about them as humans.
They're anti-maskers.
Mm. the jury's still out. They never actually really, they never said one way or the other, but I mean, yes, I have the same problem with that video. The Living the Dream video did not go the way I expected. And again, nobody, like, and at the end of the day, no one really cares.
Living the Dream is a song that I jam to. I will talk shit about so many, you know, bands or whatever, but they probably have a song or two that I can get down on.
Exactly. Yeah. But like, they're like, aesthetically, they're conceited enough. They just need their own ledge. And we just call them Kyle Metal, Monster Metal. Monster Metal has a better ring. Yeah, so Monster Metal. And we just put them up over there. Like, they're still fun as hell.
Yeah.
But
do we have any new metalcore in the set this week?
I'm about to get to that, actually. Well, I mean, not new metalcore, but you'll understand where I'm going here in a second.
New metalcore, your band's like I Prevail in Ghosts.
I mean, we started with I Prevail.
We did. I forgot.
Yeah, because they did their deluxe reissue of Trauma, which is called Post Traumatic. It's a collection of live performances of all of their songs on the record, like all the ones that they have, you know. Plus, they have the single version of oh shit, what is it? DOA, Dead on Arrival. They have the single version of that with Joyner Lucas's rap on it, which is phenomenal. By the way, if you haven't listened to it, it's fantastic. But yeah, and then they have, there's like a couple other songs tacked on at the end of it. But so yeah, they have that. And we're actually going to get to a couple friends of ours. Some friends that we hold very dearly, and some other friends that I may or may not be in a music video for. Quite potentially.
Interesting.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that. But anyway, so yeah, we're talking about butt rock. We're going to completely shift gears and play bands that are absolutely not in that category. we have some Nothing More coming up, which is
new metalcore.
Yeah, new metalcore, like you were saying. And we have some very, very good friends of ours also coming up. But first, because I haven't played them, and it's honestly kind of a crime because I've still yet to like really actually check them out. But their singer is a fantastic human being. And he deserves all the love that he deserves all the love he should get. But this is a band called Designer Disguise. We're kind of mutual friends of them. This is their song called Enemy on WELT. That, ladies and gentlemen, the essential headliners of our wedding.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Co-headliners. Because
I mean, yeah, co-headliners.
Headlining.
We are also headlining because we're obnoxious. But yeah, like, they're like, A, I talked about this last week, but I'm still geeking out about it. We are the sole reason that In Ghosts are playing a show at all this year.
Yeah.
Like, unless
they're literally doing it for us.
Yeah. Like, unless the world just magically opens up tomorrow, we're gonna be the only show they do in 2021. They're definitely gearing up. So if you know anything about In Ghosts, you know that I would sell, like, I would give up everything if it meant that they like just started gaining traction. Like, you know, they kind of like they shot up to where they honestly, in my opinion, rightfully deserve.
They deserve places, to be in the same tier as your Architects and your
Monuments. I'm thinking, you know, like Nothing More are headliners now. From Ashes to New are proven headliners. They've headlined and they do it well. You know, they're the bands that are starting to be able to play bigger venues and be able to, you know, play more like next to closing slots. In Ghosts are that band. They're just not signed. And that seems to be the problem. But, like, at the same time, you know, I mean, and this debate will go on, you know, for years and years and years unless something, like, radical changes the music industry. Like, because even I think everyone's still of the mindset that once the pandemic is, like, officially over, you know, we can take off our masks, we can pile into tiny clubs with, you know, just the loudest sound systems and, you know, and just go fucking ham. Like, I think we're all going to come back to that. Like, the music industry, I don't think is going to change that much. I think some of the, like, I think honestly, it's like the pandemic has, you know, kind of forced bands that are used to spend, you know, 4 or 5 months, you know, recording a record, you know, or a year writing it, you know, however, whatever their process is. And then as soon as the record is out, and hell, even before the record is out, as soon as the first single is coming out, tour. And then the record comes out, and then you tour, and then you tour again, and then you continue touring. And then you take, you know, like 3 or 4 months to write the record. If you haven't already been writing the record,
you better have already been writing the record.
Well, I mean, you know, when you get into, like, you know, the echelon of, like, where Shinedown is, you know, you can afford to take a year off to write a record.
I mean, yes, but most bands, like, write most, while they're on tour.
Yeah, like, for most bands, especially most of the modern and up-and-coming bands, we're writing on the road. We're always writing, you know? I say we as if we are in that category. We're not in that category. We're not even close. We have not played our first full band show, okay? But we will. Winning Ghost co-headlines with us, which is not something that I thought was going to happen. I fully assumed that we were going to have like a 30-minute set at, you know, just some DIY venue, like we have the Vibe Room here in Fort Wayne, which used to be called the Glory Hub. We have the Muse, which is a really, really nice place. Super cool people. And then we have like the Ruin and, you know, like the dive bar situation too. So I fully expected that. I did not for the life of me, like, and I have grand dreams, let me tell you. I did not for the life of me think that our first show was going to be at a headlining set at a national venue with a national band. Technically,
yeah,
like, you know, that's gonna be our reality, like, at this point, because I highly doubt we're gonna play a show between now and, you know, June 12th when we play
right
our show. but yeah, so I'm definitely super geeked. We also have the Kickbacks, who I think we're gonna hear from later. I forget. No, we have the Kickbacks, but we're gonna hear from Hazen Soul later, because I threw him in. I'm gonna just start like rotating him out of the like either rotating like all three of them out for the, you know, in for our local spotlights, or just the other two, because as far as I'm concerned, Ghost deserves to be outside of our local spotlight. Like,
I mean, if you want to get technical, they're an LA band now.
I mean, mostly, like, I mean, the brains of the band still live here.
That's fair.
And by here, I mean Indiana. He doesn't live in Fort Wayne anymore, but, you know, it's things like that. You know who does live in Fort Wayne though?
Me.
Yes. You know who else lives in Fort Wayne?
Sahaj.
Yes. You know whose album comes out tomorrow?
Ra.
Uh-huh. So I pre-ordered it. If you pre-ordered the record, you should have gotten a very nice email. Like a very nice email. I think last Thursday. It was last Wednesday. Yeah, you got it last Wednesday. And it was a pretty loaded email. Pretty great email. I'm just saying, the Ra record coming out tomorrow, pretty good, because all the pre-orders got their albums like a whole week early.
I mean, that's what you pay for.
I mean, hey, I don't remember if that was like actually in like the description of, you know, the pre-order. But yeah, I have as of Saturday, March 13th, I have listened to the whole Ra record that is coming out tomorrow, and it is pretty good. Definitely, like, I wish I would have thought about it before we actually recorded the show, but I kind of wish I would have reached out to Sahaj and be like, hey, my radio show airs on Thursdays. Your album comes out the next day. Would I be able to, like, play another song that's on the record? I didn't think about that until like just now, so that's not happening, but that's fine, because the lead single off that record is a freaking banger. Okay, and that's gonna take us out of the hour. We are gonna come back though here in a little bit. There's gonna be some PSAs if you're listening to the radio show. If you listen to the podcast, maybe there's gonna be an ad. I don't know. I haven't really explored that, so maybe the first episode or two is probably not gonna have an ad. But if and or when we get to like an ad part for the podcast situation, then the ad will probably go, you know, after, probably, like, I'd say, you know, right here, but we'll figure that out, because yeah, I haven't really done much with Anchor since I like signed up for it, because I wasn't really sure if we were gonna do this, and now we are. But anyway, so yeah, stick around. There's more podcast and there's more radio show, and we are Nobody's Asking. I'm gonna turn it up again. We're no longer turning up at all. However, it would be super dope if you turned up this next song, because it is super dope. And if you haven't yet, I want to say that they're still available, but Ra is also doing a virtual live concert, which they either filmed or are filming. I believe
they have completed their filming.
Is it? Okay. I couldn't remember because no one really had much of a concrete thing, but I want to say it was pre-recorded. But it was pre-recorded at the Sweetwater Theater. They did a small live performance. They actually had people in the audience. Obviously, it was social distance and whatnot. And again, you'd have to check because I don't know off the top of my head, but I would assume tickets are still available for that. So if you want to find out more about that, definitely check out the Ra Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, all that, fun stuff. I'm super excited because I've only seen Ra once, and it was 2013.
So it has been a minute.
I haven't seen them.
They are great, and I cannot wait to play with them. But here is their latest... Well, not their latest single. They did release another song off of the record called Jezebel, which we played last week. But this is their single from the record. It's also the title of the record. The song is called Intercorrupted. We will be right back. Rob Zombie with the beginning of his brand new album. It's called The Lunar Injection Kool-Aid Eclipse Conspiracy.
I love his album titles.
Same. They're so much fun. That song being the single, that song was called The Triumph of King Freak, A Crypt of... Give me the rest of the title, please. A Crypt of Perseveration... Pitch? Perseveration and Superstition, also just known as The Triumph of King Freak, which if you didn't guess that from the King Freak in every line,
that title is almost as obnoxious as Carlos Santana's Smooth featuring Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20.
That's obnoxious.
Which is always how you have to refer to that song. Carlos Santana's Smooth featuring Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20.
Or I could not. I can just say Carlos Santana's Smooth and everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Featuring Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter. Nobody's asking, if you missed it last hour, or if you somehow walked in on the second half of this podcast, we are now called Nobody's Asking, as opposed to Turn It Up Again. And honestly, it has that same ring that Turn It Up Live had, and so I'm about it. And we actually spell it right.
Yes.
There may or may not be another podcast out there that's called Nobody's Asking, but they spelled it wrong.
Well, they didn't spell it wrong. They spelled it different. Theirs is titled Nobody's Asking, meaning they are nobodies.
Well, we are nobodies.
Asking.
But ours is
nobody
ours is asking. Ours is the context. They are the nobodies that are asking. I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Because my opinions are my opinions, and you should live your life the way you want to live your life. However, I think you should live your life this way.
My name's John Coffee. Like the drink, but spelled different.
Good shit. So anyway, you have an Am I the Asshole for us?
I do. I was gonna ask if it was time.
I wasn't sure if I was gonna do it now or if I was gonna do it after the next four songs, but yeah, I think we could do it now.
Cool.
Yeah.
So this is posted in r/AmItheAsshole from user goinggoinggone398. Posted 19 days ago.
Oh, wow. We're sleeping on it.
Yeah. AITA for refusing to reschedule my birthday party, quote, forcing my stepbrother out of, quote, family celebrations because my stepmom thought I wouldn't have a party since this isn't a leap year.
Oh, stepbrother. Thank thanks to the pornography industry, I can't hear step anything the same way again. I was just telling a story about how my my stepmom and my stepsister, okay, so you see where the hell that I'm in, went to the Sugar Land concert that, you know, had the horrible accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, you see the hell that I'm in because my stepmother and my stepsister.
Stepbrother,
I'm gay.
I'm stepbrother, I'm stuck.
Stepbrother.
Anyway.
Like, it's gotten to the point, so the morning show that I listen to, every single time it's step anything, so, oh, step ladder. Anyway, I'm sorry, continue.
All right, so I read the title. The community has voted this person, not the asshole.
Okay.
But...
While we're on the topic, if you find a story that the person actually is the asshole, like they've been voted or what, like the comments are leaning towards, send them our way, like hit us up on social media. For the time being, mostly because as of 1:52 Saturday, March 13th, I'm not sure if I have actually gotten around to changing the thing. Mostly because I think we're probably just going to go ahead and announce this on Monday.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But if you can't find us by typing in Nobody's Asking, then try typing in Turn It Up Again or Turn It Up Live or Turn It Up WELT. One of those things. If not, find To Breathe Again, To Breathe Band on all social media. Message us there. We will redirect you. Like, it's all the same. But anyway, so yeah, if you find a story where the person is the asshole, please let us know. We want to see it.
Yes. But even though the community thinks so,
mm-hmm. We're gonna
still give our opinions, yeah.
Nobody,
on it.
Nobody's asking, but we're gonna weigh in.
Right. So
I think that was honestly probably the like half the crux of it, because we have been doing these.
That's hilarious. Anyway, it says, I was born on the 29th of February, 2000. So I'm turning 21 in a few days. Yeah, because this was posted 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
My dad got married a month ago. She has a son a few years younger than me. He's 16. My dad is currently abroad for work, and my stepmom decided to take a little holiday out of town with stepbrother.
Oh, stepbrother!
They're supposed to leave tomorrow and come back March 2nd. I know my family will throw me a small party. Apparently, my grandma reached out to stepmom 2 weeks ago and asked if she'll be attending. My stepmom freaked out. She told grandma that she didn't know I was having a she didn't know that I was having a party, since there's no February 29th this year.
Woof.
She's angry because she already booked the holiday, and canceling it would be really expensive. This would be the first family gathering. Yep, my party would be the first time my close family gathers in around a year. We still need to keep it under 15 people, though. And stepbrother won't be there to enjoy it, etc.
Oh, stepbrother. I'm so sorry. I'm ruining this whole thing.
She asked grandma whether it would be okay to be shifted to March 3rd. Grandma called me and asked if that would be okay, and I'm not okay with that. March 3rd isn't a weekend. The party is currently scheduled for the 28th of this month, which is the Sunday, so most of my aunts and uncles can make it. They can't make it on March 3rd. I'd prefer my aunts and uncles, who I'm close to, versus my stepmom, who I met for the first time last month.
Ugh, God, and they got married already?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I told her no. Stepmom is super upset that her son won't meet his family, and they don't know the next time there will be a family gathering like this. My dad is staying out of it. He's had the very convenient excuse of not being in the country to ignore the argument.
Yeah, that's, I mean, look, it's no excuse, but like, I get it, I guess.
Let's see. And then there was a clarification down here. One of the commenters said, hang on, your dad married this woman last month and this was the first time you met her? And OP replied, yep, it was a lockdown relationship. They met in December of 2019. I didn't see my dad until August of 2020, and that was when he told me he was dating someone. They had a small wedding last month, just him and stepbro, or them and stepbro. She hasn't seen any of dad's family in person yet.
Pandemic, man. Goddamn.
Yeah.
So is that the end of it?
Yeah, that was...
Oh, that was the end of it? Okay. That was short. So what was... I'm sorry, what was the question again? I kept getting stuck up on...
Their birthday is February 29th.
Yes.
Their family is throwing a party for them on the 28th.
Correct.
Stepmom and stepbrother planned a vacation over the weekend that they were going to go to and got upset that they were going to be having a party and family get-together for OP mm-hmm. on the 28th because it wasn't the 29th. And stepmom thought that they would only celebrate every 4 years because there is no 29th this year.
So does stepmom have a a diploma from high school? Because that's some stupid fucking shit.
Yeah. So clearly OP is not the a-hole.
No,
here.
Not at all. I mean, let's be real. There are people who unfortunately get born on a leap year, like on the day, you know?
Leap day.
You still throw up, you still celebrate. Like, just because you were born on leap day doesn't mean that you aged, four years?
Four.
Yeah, 4 years, slower than anybody else. Like, you still celebrate. And especially, in the legal sense, he's legally 21 this year. I say he, of course, insert whatever pronoun they actually are. But
they didn't clarify.
Yeah, right. If anything, your stepmom is more so the asshole for more reasons than just not being home for your birthday. I understand you've only...
Your stepmom is just an idiot.
Clearly. And also, can we talk about, was OP, at the wedding too?
No, it was just dad, stepmom, and stepbrother.
That's some shady shit. I mean, my dad's never getting married again, but if he was, I would still be pretty upset.
Well, it was a lockdown wedding.
I understand it was a lockdown wedding, but also at the same time, if stepbro can go, I mean, we all live together. Why wasn't I invited?
Well, I guess this person doesn't live with his dad or something. I don't know.
But they live with stepmom.
Maybe. I don't know. Dad's out of the country.
Yeah, I know dad's out of the country, but for the actual wedding part, that's just shitty right there.
Well, OP might have been living with his mom at the time. He didn't really say.
Okay. If that's the case.
Because he just met.
They met a month ago, but didn't they also get married a month ago?
No. Dad and stepmom met in December of 2019.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so they had the whole...
OP didn't meet stepmom until August.
Right. But they got married...
Married a month ago.
Okay. So why wasn't OP at the wedding? Because, they had already met.
It sounds to me like OP lives with his mother.
Maybe.
Or on his own, being 21.
But even still, I feel like there should have been an invite unless, OP just lives, another state or something.
I don't know.
There's
all kinds of assholes going on right here.
Kind of. I'm very confused. But in context of just what we have, no, you're still not the asshole. Your family throws you a birthday party every year. Granted, it's, probably just a family get together, but it's still a family get together. And especially since stepmom and stepbro are part of the family now, it's still shitty of them to just, trot off wherever they're going to go and then, just leave the family behind just because dad's overseas doing whatever he's doing. This is definitely still shitty.
Yeah.
And I feel like, especially since they met I would assume August of last year,
December of 19.
OP and stepmom.
August 2020.
Okay, that's what I was asking. y'all have had time to, figure this shit out. Y'all have had time to interact.
Right.
So for her and their stepbrothers take off like that, rude.
But yeah, that's the Reddit post of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Weigh in, of course. You can join the To Breathe Band Discord, also called To Discord again, and weigh in on all of that if you like.
Oh my God. I just thought of a new merch item that we have.
A Discordian?
That we need to have.
An accordion called Discordian?
No, we need cardigans, so we can call them To Cardigan.
I'm about it. Let's do it. I mean, Taylor... To Cardigan again. To Cardigan again. Anyway, I had a spasm. I don't know if you noticed.
Is that what having a stroke looks like?
What? What? Anyway. So, to catch everybody up, OP is not the asshole. This is a radio show that we do on 95.7 WELT. So WELTFM.org. You can join our Discord, where we just discovered that we need to do cardigans now, because to cardigan again. And you can actually hang out with us when the show airs live. Granted, if you're listening to the podcast version, obviously all of these swear words are not being broadcast over the air. It is definitely edited down for A, time, and B, content. Importance in that order. Also, if you're listening to us on the radio, we do a podcast where we kind of let the censors not exist. And if you are interested in that, come hang out, and you'll hear probably a lot more than what actually gets, put on the air, because, time.
at least today.
Definitely today. I have a distinct feeling, especially with how I like to just kind of, take a topic and just vamp on it.
Right.
This is probably going to be about normal. We'll figure this whole podcast thing out for sure, especially since we're podcasting what's still being played on air. Minus the obvious. But anyway, we are going to continue for the radio show. We are going to continue on, though. We were talking about butt rock bands, to be specific. And these bands fall into the other category that we cut down the crack. We split it off. One side was, your Hinders and your Buck Cherries and whatnot that, sing the stripper and the sex song that we love to air on our Valentine's Day episode, which is one of our favorite episodes of the year, minus Halloween, because, it means Halloween, let's be real. This is the other half of it, which, granted, this first band is actually not it, but we also have the Shinedown Fix coming up. We had the In Ghost Fix in the last hour, so we have the Shinedown Fix, and we have the local spotlight coming up. Right now, though, I've heard this song twice this past week, and I'm like, I keep forgetting how much I love this song. This is a band called Under Oath. This is a song called Rapture on WELT. And that was the Veer Union with Seasons. Turn it up. I did it. I done freaking did it. Nobody's asking, though, because the podcast is now... We're nobody's asking. Hi, hello. Did I get a chance to do my welcome to the show bit?
I don't remember if you did or not.
I guess we'll find out when we edit, but normally I start the show with a welcome to the show. It's not as good. My throat kind of hurts. We've talked a lot because we're a podcast now.
We have.
In addition to being a radio show, now we port everything over to podcast so that you can... so you can hear, what we're talking about.
So
all the things that you never asked for, we are giving it to you.
You know how we always refer to this as a shit show?
It is a shit show. Yes.
And we always talk about Lackluster and how they were so fun.
I mean, it's a garbage truck and it's on fire and flaming because it's on fire. Anyway, so about Lackluster.
This isn't about Lackluster.
Oh, okay.
Our good friend Mr. Drew Bontempo.
Oh, yes. He's a meme lord.
He shared this post, which I'm going to read to you.
Story time, Daddy.
Last night, I had a near-death experience. No, it didn't involve a gun, although I'd rather get shot again than go through this.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I did see this. Okay, keep going.
Until last night, I didn't understand the term shitstorm. But let me tell you, after 10 fluid ounces, not 5 fluid ounces... Not 7 fluid ounces, not just a swig, but after 10 fluid fucking ounces, I'm a brand new man. You ever wonder what two homeless people fornicating on a pile of burning tires next to a pig farm on a 98 degree day with 80% humidity level smells like?
Good God. What?
If so, go to Walgreens, spend $4 and get you a bottle of this bullshit right here. Get you a babysitter to watch your kids and lock yourself in the bathroom because you're about to star in your very own shit show for the next few hours.
Oh, no.
And you know what? Just when you think it's over, when everything stops and you can finally wipe the tears and sweat from your face.
With the toilet paper.
That's when the party starts.
Oh, no.
My soul left my body. Yeah, I pooped out my soul. But when I got to heaven, I got sent back because I brought the smell up there with me. It's all a blur, but at one point, I was looking down on myself from the sky, watching all of my internal organs liquefy and spray out of my ass like someone jumped on a balloon full of Nutella.
Oh my God.
And then that's that, right? You're done pooping. So you muster up what strength you have left, shaking and weak. You stand up and flush for the 18th time. But wait, there's more. That's when you start puking.
Oh, no.
At this point, I was surprised there was anything left in me, let alone the 20-piece boneless nuclear wings from Zaxby's. Do you know what nuclear sauce feels like when it's coming out your nose, throat, and ass at the same time?
Oh, God.
I imagine it's the same feeling as spontaneous combustion. After 5 straight minutes of puking and 4 straight hours of pooping, I passed out on the bathroom floor for 2 hours, only to be awoken by my dog licking me to see if I was dead. Magnesium citrate? More like magnesium shit straight into a coma. Shit ain't no joke. But in all seriousness, this shit did its job. It cleaned me out so good, I even got a clear conscience. 10 out of 10 stars for completely making me into a new man. Between the crying and farting and dying and whatnot, it was one of the worst experiences of my life so far. Use at your own risk.
I'm confused. Are you selling this? Or are you, like, warning about this?
Yes.
I didn't actually read the whole thing. I was just like, oof, yikes, that sounds awful. Scroll. Woof. On that note, speaking of Drew, we don't have cremated souls to play, but we do have a local spotlight. Though, to follow that, good luck, I guess, because that's...
Welcome to the shit show.
I feel like we should play that now. However, I don't want to edit that. I already have a lot of editing to do.
That we do.
But it's going to be worth it. Like, I'm super happy that we have the podcast. One thing that you're unfortunately not going to get on the podcast, just because, if we can't do some of them, we might as well not do all of them. That's not actually how that phrase works, but, you know, it's essentially the same thing. Plus, like, if any of these bands make it big, I'm in trouble. But anyway, so we do have a local spotlight. All of these bands are from Fort Wayne, except for one. One of them is from Muncie, but we'll get to that in a little bit. This first band, as far as I'm aware, they're still working on new music, and their guitarist is actually working on some solo stuff. So I'm super excited to see what they got going on. In fact, I said all of these bands. I meant one of these bands is from Fort Wayne. These first two bands are actually from Muncie. We have Mantra of Mortar coming up next, who just did a small little run with Flaw, who we saw not too long ago. Not too long ago, because I think as of recording, they're playing in Indianapolis tonight. So that's, you know, information that you cannot use, but it was fun while it lasted, I guess. But this first band, like I said, their guitarist is working on some solo stuff. I'm excited to hear new stuff. I actually really like this song that we're about to play, so I'm kind of excited to see where they go from here. Which is interesting because when I first heard about them, I wasn't too sold. And then I started seeing them kind of regularly, and it started to grow on me. And then this new stuff, I'm just like, wow, this is actually really, really good. But anyway, this is a band called 6 Feet to Salvation. They are actually not from Muncie, now that I think about it. I think they're from, like, Auburn or something. Anyway, something like that.
They're still Fort Wayne adjacent.
Yeah, they're local enough to be the local spotlight. Also, they play up here, like, kind of all the time. But this is a song called Dear God, and they are kicking off your local spotlight for the evening. The opener for the Not Your Average Wedding, which is our wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell. I'm pretty geeked. Like, I mean, A, we're getting married. So, I mean, like, yes. Of course, I'm like...
Which this has been a long time coming.
Yeah, it really has. Like, I mean, you know, like, I probably... We've been together for coming up on 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said yes probably like a year and a half in, I think, is when I was like, you know what? This is going somewhere. And then about half a year later, you actually asked me.
Yeah.
And then we've just spent the last 2 years quietly... with quotations, planning our wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we made this huge announcement and whatnot, and, you know, and we were, like, you know, kind of super secretive when it came to, like, the band side of things. Everybody who was involved already knew what was happening.
Yeah.
But, like, still, it was more of the fact that, like, because, I mean, obviously, some people didn't know, and then anyone who's, you know, just casually following our band page or whatever on, like, social media... They, you know, obviously didn't know either. And then, you know, we made the announcement, and like, I've had a couple of people like, dude, that's actually super freaking awesome. I'm so down.
Even random people commenting on, you know, the venue's Facebook page.
Yeah.
They're like, who?
Yeah, because we treated this as if we were some, like, as if we were, you know, like big shots. That's mm-hmm. what, I mean, we're co-headlining.
We paid a promotion company.
Yeah, we're co-headlining our wedding. We are obnoxious. And by we, I mean I. But yeah, so we're like, and this all started because we were like, I mean, we'll probably break out an acoustic guitar at a reception. That might happen. And now I'm sure we'll still break out an acoustic guitar, but, like, you know, now our reception has become the acoustic guitar.
Yeah, we have one acoustic song planned.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm super excited. Haze and Soul's on board. They're going to open the show. We wanted to have Brandanowitz, because they actually offered to play. They wanted to play the show. Well,
their bass player
offered. Well, their bass player offered,
and then
yeah.
The rest of the band was like, no.
I mean, to be fair, the only slot we could give them was, you know, a
doors.
Like a quick 15 minutes as soon as doors open. So, I mean, I feel real bad, but, I mean, also at the same time with scheduling.
Right.
But.
Hopefully, their bass player can fill in for us.
That would be great, yeah. We did have a drummer hit us up.
Yes, we did.
Like, immediately after we announced the show, so that's dope. We've been, if you know anything about our band, you know, we've been having issues trying to find anybody to play with us. So that's actually super dope. We're really excited to get this going, and it's all free. Like, I mean, that, like, honestly, that makes me the happiest of all.
Like we said last week, we're not going to charge people to come to our wedding.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. Because let's be real, half the venue would have to be on our guest list because it'd be family. But we are at the end of the show, though.
Yes.
Unfortunately. But hopefully this was, you know, an enjoyable first episode. I mean, granted, we're very fortunate in the fact that, you know, I mean, we do this radio show every week, so we have no excuse not to do the podcast. So even if we get, like, no viewers or listeners, then, you know, it's whatevs. It's pretty... we're very fortunate to have our place here at WELT, and especially that WELT has had a place in Fort Wayne for 5 years.
Quite a long time.
It is, like, that's
WELT's been around as long as we've been together.
Pretty much, like, as long as we've been talking. Like, we've known each other as long as WELT has been on the air. So that's it's definitely super dope. I love what we're doing here, and I love the people here. And super dope to, you know, maybe try to reach out, find some people in the podcasting realm. You know, maybe that'll help there. If not, I mean, again, nobody's asking, so it's whatever. That joke is way more useful than I thought it was going to be, and I'm about it. But anyway, again, thank you so much for listening. If you listen to the radio show, we do this every week, every Thursday from 9 p.m. to 11. I got it right this time. And it was 2 hours from 9 to 10. And then it was two hours
from 9 to 7.
So that's a long time. But no, 2 hours from 9 p.m. to 11 Eastern. You can catch us on WELTFM.org. You can catch us on 95.7 FM if you live in Fort Wayne. And you can also hang out in our band's Discord. We simulcast the show to a private server there. And yeah, you can hang out. We chat in the chat channel. And now we're a podcast.
Yeah.
And we have a name.
And we have a name.
A name that I actually like, that, like, warms my heart to replace what was once known as Turn It Up Live. because I was very sad when I had to yeet that. I almost quit the show then, and then the pandemic happened, and I was like, I'm a take my exit, only to come right back. And I knew I would.
I knew you would.
Everyone knew I would. Like, I had way
we
too.
We kept telling you I to had take way, a break.
I mean, yes, but like, I loved it and I was having fun with it. And even on the shows that I just wasn't really into it, I still ended up enjoying it.
You haven't rage flipped your computer yet.
I have not rage flipped my computer. I did rage quit The Sims, though. Like, I have not touched that thing. I stream on Twitch, by the way. I have not touched that game since I rage quit. Like, I want to, but like, also, like, a part of me is dying because it, like, the house that I'm working on that I rage quit about won't be usable. And it bothers me. I'm just super excited for Parallel Lives. That's all I'm saying. Because they've had like the platform integration for like, ask me why I'm upset, you'll understand all of the things. But they're like coming out of the gate with platform integration, and platform integration as it should be.
For Parallel Lives to really find itself in the market, they're going to have to match and exceed what's already available in The Sims 4.
Oh god. And they already are.
And like, from what I can tell, they
are. The amount of customization that you can have on just builds alone. Like, we've known about this for a year. All of the stuff that they have already been planning for Paralives, we're just now starting to crack that in The Sims. Like, they've already been way ahead of The Sims. And that's just building. For the avatars, for they're called Parafolk. They're way ahead of The Sims on that too. You have height adjustments. You can actually like detail adjust like, you know, what your hair color is. There's, you know, plenty of, you know, beauty marks like
actual
freckles and
color
things.
Wheel customization.
Color wheel customization. Yeah. Like, I mean, they are by far like they're making the game that Simmers like actually want. And granted, of course, there's Simmers that are totally fine with it. I was fine with it for the longest time. But like the more they kept adding, the more that they were like, we're adding this really super cool new feature called platforms. So you can have multiple levels in your house. And you're like, dope, that's super awesome. And then you actually put them in your house and your house fucking breaks. And I'm just like, how did you not see this? Like, this has been going on since you know, throughout this patch. There's at least 600 people that have been having this issue. Like, how is this a thing? How did you, like, and, you know, they seem to be ignoring it. And I get it, they have, like, millions of people playing the game, but at the same time, like...
Yeah. I would be interested to see if Maxis judges the success of Paralives and then potentially throws some money at it to acquire it.
It's kind of tough because Maxis is under EA. So EA would have to, like, we'd be throwing the money out to it. And that's the problem. I don't think it's as much Maxis themselves. I mean, they could definitely be fighting harder. I think it's a lot of it's just coming from EA because EA likes to throw out broken games.
Yes, they do.
Like, they'd like to
and
throw out
microtransactions.
They'll throw out the broken game, and then, hey, you want this thing? Well, I mean, you know, buy it in the game.
You want to fix this bug? Buy this patch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's almost what it's coming to. Like, and it's ridiculous. And, like, people are getting fed up with it. And it's finally hit me. Like, I've finally been like, look, I don't know how long I can keep playing this game. Literally.
Right.
But anyway, we are going to head out, though. We are going to leave you with some other friends of ours who are super excited to see what they have coming up next. I know our boy Grant just celebrated another year of sobriety, which is super dope. The other Grant in the band has been doing a lot of drum videos, so you can check all of that out. But yeah, I also just really miss these guys. They are coming to the Eclectic Room, too. They were supposed to come, I think, here in the next couple weeks, but obviously that got pushed back because, you know, apocalypse. But I don't remember exactly. I think it was, like, what, November that it got pushed back to? Maybe October? The Fozzy show with Through Fire?
That got pushed back to September because it's the first day of Riot Fest.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, damn it. I keep forgetting about that. Now I'm sad again. But yeah, it was September 16th is when they're coming to the Eclectic Room. Unfortunately for us, we are not going to be there, but I will be at Riot Fest. So hopefully, like, they haven't announced the rest of the lineup. Maybe get through Fire. They'll still fit. I mean, nothing more has played Riot Fest. So I don't think it's that much of a stretch to get through Fire on Riot Fest. Riot Fest is a big pop punk festival over in Chicago that we have tickets for that ideally is going to be our honeymoon.
Yeah.
But anyway, moral of the story, this is Through Fire with their song Medicine. Have a great night. And if you enjoyed the podcast or if you enjoyed the show, let us know on social media. But this has been Nobody's Asking Us on WELT. Again, have a great night.